Hello again, music lovers. This is Jerry Osborne with some classy tunes from the best 50 years of the 20th century. We call it the class of 19, any time of any year, from the 1940s to the 1980s. And roughly halfway between the 40s and the 80s would be 1967, and that's where we are this week.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. The time to wallow in the mire. China, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Come on, baby, and light my fire. By the Doors, featuring Jim Morrison, with a number one hit in 1967 and what is now regarded as an all-time rock classic. And this is Jerry Osborne on KPTZ reminiscing about the Summer of Love, as it was known, and one of the more unusual things associated with that was the flowers in your hair. And I lived in San Francisco in the summer of 67, and I spent some time gawking in the Haight-Ashbury district, but I never wore the flowers. Here's the song that inspired all of that action by Scott McKenzie.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're gonna meet some gentle people there. For those who come to sign
is San Francisco, but the subtitle is Wear Some Flowers in Your Hair. And what I do recall seeing is that people with shaved heads who had no place to put the flowers would just simply wear a hat and have the flowers attached to the hat. It was, if nothing else, a creative era. Okay, now I'm thinking of how many songs I can come up with where the title is composed of three consecutive questions. This is the only one that comes to mind. It was recorded in 1963, but it wasn't released until 67. And it's Elvis with What Now, What Next, Where To? And yes, this is Floyd Kramer on piano.
Like a ship without a compass on a cold and lonely sea, no beacon light of love to guide me through, I lost the only treasure that means anything to me. What now? What next? Where to? I thought I had a love that would be mine eternally. I felt so sure you'd be forever true. Now everything I counted on has crumbled under me. What now? What next? Where to? You were part of every dream I dreamed, of everything I planned. How could I know our castles were built upon the sand? Won't heaven send an angel, please, to tell me what to do? What now? What next? Where to? You were part of every dream I dreamed, of everything I planned. How could I know our castles were built upon the sand? Won't heaven send an angel, please, to tell me what to do? What now? What next? Where to? What now? What next? Where to?
Beautiful song from the King. What now? What next? Where to? And now let's revert to songs that only have one question at a time in the title. Don't you want somebody to love?
When the truth is found to be
love.
That's the Jefferson Airplane and Somebody to Love, and a huge hit that prominently features Gracie Slick and was one of the tracks on their outstanding album, Surrealistic Pillow. And I'll be darned if we don't have another multi-topic title. This time it's three things: the rain, the park, and other things. From the class of 67, it's the Cowsills.
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew,
I knew.
She could make me happy.
Happy.
She could make me very happy.
I was in her head. She simply caught my eye.
I love the flower.
She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind.
To my mind.
I knew I had to say hello.
Hello, hello.
She smiled up at me.
Hello, honey.
Then she took my hand. Sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
Where did she go?
All I had left was one little flower in my hand. But
I knew.
She had made me happy.
Happy, happy. She had made me
flowers in her hand.
The Cowsills family on KPTZ, and I'm sure you heard mention in the lyrics of flowers in her hair, flowers everywhere. And that gave me the idea to put a Flower Power special theme show on our list of things to do down the line. And when you hear that, you'll know that that idea was born right here at this very moment. And now a little tune from the number one album of the entire year, and not surprisingly, it is the Beatles, and from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And we're going to hear the story about how she's leaving home.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door, she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching a handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free.
We gave her most of our lives.
Is
most of our lives.
Oh,
we gave her everything money could buy.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many years. Father snores as his wife gets into a picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone." Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me?
She, we never thought of ourselves.
She's leaving.
Never a thought for ourselves. We struggled hard all our lives to get by.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many.
Far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting a man from the motor trade.
She, what did we do that was wrong?
He's heavy.
We didn't know it was wrong.
Not too many years in the 60s where we don't play a Beach Boys song or two. And from 1967, we picked Darlin'. And doing all that picking is me, Jerry Osborne, on KPTZ. And for the next two or three minutes, about to be the home of Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and he will second that emotion.
That would only break my heart. and you don't have the time to hang around. Or maybe you think that love will make a fool, and so it makes you wise to break the rules.
There's a package of mighty clever lyrics, as is usually the case with Smokey Robinson when he writes them. They are usually brilliant. And now, once again, it's time to do something that we don't think has ever been done before on the radio, and it involves a recording done in 1967 when an amazing group of Nashville All-Stars and the recording they made came in two parts, singing a little line of praise about Chet Atkins. And the title is Chet's Tune, and the artist credited is Some of Chet's Friends. And some of those friends in part one are Eddie Arnold, Bobby Bear, Don Bowman, Jim Ed Brown, Archie Campbell, Floyd Kramer, Skeeter Davis, Jimmy Dean, George Hamilton IV, Homer and Jethro, Waylon Jennings, the Anita Kerr Singers, Hank Lachlan, John D. Loudermilk, Willie Nelson, Norma Jean, Jerry Reed, Connie Smith, Hank Snow, Porter Wagner, and Dottie West. And now you know why they are referred to as Nashville All-Stars.
Who's the tall man with a guitar in his hand? It's Chet.
Yes, Chet.
He's the guitar picker's picker. No one picks him quicker than Chet.
Yes, Chet.
He first learned to play down East Tennessee way. Then he started into Rome.
Playing here and there, playing everywhere,
till Nashville called him home.
Lucky are the strings that are caressed by the fingers of Chet.
Yes, Chet.
All the guitars in the land have voted him the man whose business they'd like to get.
From Australia to Kokomo, from Africa to Ohio.
Toes are a-tappin' and fingers are a-snappin' to the music of that country gentleman.
That's it.
Guitar picking Chet Atkins.
Of Chet.
Yes, Chet.
All the guitars in the land have voted him the man whose business they'd like to get. Liverpool to Tokyo, from Montreal to El Paso.
Toes are a-tapping and fingers are a-snapping to the music of that country gentleman.
That's it.
Guitar picking Chet Atkins.
Guitar picking Chet Atkins.
That concludes part one. Now we flip that record over for part two. And on this side, we hear Bud Brewer, Johnny Bush, Scotty Carson, Jesse Coulter, Pat Daisy, Danny Davis and the Nashville Brass, Lester Flatt, Dallas Frazier, the Anita Kerr Singers, Red Lane, Dickie Lee, Dolly Parton, as well as Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton, Kenny Price, Charlie Pride, Jerry Reed, Johnny Russell, Nat Stuckey, Buck Trent, Charlie Walker, Billy Ed Wheeler, Nora Wilson, and Mac Wiseman.
Well, son.
10 golden fingers playing 6 silver strings. That's Chet.
Yes, Chet.
On electric guitar, a classic, or acoustic, he's a gas. That's Chet.
He's humble and he's shy, he's a self-effacing guy. You'd never know that he's a star.
Tell him he plays great and he will quickly enumerate
all the better pickers than him there are.
On the radio when they play his records right away, you say Chet.
That's Chet.
He can play any tune from a hoedown to Claire de Lune.
How versatile can you get?
His shelves are filled with great awards,
but he don't care, he just picks chords.
All he really wants to do is play guitar his whole life through. So we say to him, play on.
Chester Atkins, we love you.
When they play his records right away, you say Chet.
That's Chet.
He can play any tune from a hoedown to Claire de Lune.
How versatile can you get?
He's the troubadour of Nashville town. He's Mr. Guitar of world renown.
Hope he stays the way he is. He's our finger picking whiz.
So we say to him, play on.
Chester Atkins, we love you.
Chester Atkins, we love you.
Well, Chief, they've asked me to put an ending on this record for you, and I just happen to make up one. One, two, ready, go. Well, fine.
I wonder how many of those all-stars you recognized when they're only singing one short little line. And speaking of voices, I'm looking forward to hearing from Bob Miranda. He was the founder and lead singer of the group The Happenings. He's supposed to show up and do the station break for me. Well, what do you know? Here he is right now.
Hi, this is Bob Miranda of The Happenings, and you're listening to KPTZ in Port Townsend.
And since Bob was kind enough to bring The Happenings along with him, let them show off their rhythm.
In this vast and troubled world, we sometimes lose our way,
but I am never lost. I feel this way because
dip, 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 dip.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got rhythm. And if you've been watching the radio up close, you know I do. That tune was written by the Gershwin brothers in 1930, and shortly thereafter it was popular for a short time. But in 1967, when the Happenings did it, that became the biggest hit ever for that song, and it was also the biggest hit for them, which reminds me to thank Bob Miranda for participating in our little show here. And here's another great one from 67 by the Young Rascals, and they call it...
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure where I stand with you? Touch me, but don't take me down. Whenever I'm away from you, my alibi is telling people I don't care for you. Maybe I'm just hanging around with my head upside down. It's a pity I can't seem to find someone who's as pretty and lovely as you. How can I be sure? I really, really, really wanna know. I really, really, really wanna know.
Young Rascals at the time, but shortly thereafter they dropped the Young and became just the Rascals. And their great song, How Can I Be Sure? How can we be sure that John and Michelle were really getting kind of itchy and wanted to leave the folk music behind? There's got to be more to that story.
John and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to a fish on the line.
In a coffee house Sebastian sat, and after every number they passed that.
McQueen and McGuire's just a-getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Sophomore planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day.
Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away.
When Danny met Cass, he gave a love bomb.
Old John is all, and that was the month from
McQueen and McGuire couldn't get no
what they were aiming at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break off everything and shake up. Yes, it had to be that way. Sebastian and Zon form a spoonful. Shelton again, again, very tuneful. McGuinn and Maguire just a catching fire in L.A. You know where that's at. Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Oh. Disgusted, agents can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea. Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually. Greasing on American Express cards.
Low rent,
but keeping out the heat smart.
The obvious good vibrations in our imaginations
can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
A brilliant and autobiographical tune written by John and Michelle Phillips, a.k.a. One Mama and One Papa. And that was a top five hit for the Mamas and the Papas in 1967. And you got me, Jerry Osborne, on KPTZ, having a great time and hoping you are too. Let's bring the Monkees in. We haven't had them yet in the 1967 show. On this tune, it's pretty much a solo by Mickey Dolenz, and I would challenge anyone to try to sing along with these rapid-fire lyrics. The exact title is Goin' Down, and it really came to the attention of the general public 5 years ago when it was included in an episode of Breaking Bad, the hit TV show. All right, Mickey, sock it to yourself.
Sock it to me.
In the river with a saturated liver, and I wish I could forgive her, but I do believe she meant it when she told me to forget it. And I bet you will regret it when you find me in the morning wet and drowned, and the wood gets round. Going down, going down. Coming up for air, it's pretty stuff under there. I'd like to say I didn't care, but I forgot to leave a note, and it's so hot to stay afloat, I'm soaking wet without a boat. And I knew I should have taken off my shoes. It's front page news. Going down. Must have had another date. I didn't need this extra weight. I wish that I could see the way to shop. I don't want no more. Going down, I'm going down. I can now see the level that is lifted all the way. I made a shuttle on the swimming set. And now it's really got me stuck. I can't believe it. Why I turn my life again. My tummy pump, I can't believe they turned this stuff in town. This Jenny Brown. I'm going down. Going down. I'm going down. Hey. She told me to forget it nice. I should have taken her advice. I only want to go on home. I'd gladly leave that girl at home. What a way to spend the night. If I don't drown, I'll die of fright. My pappy taught me how to float, but I can't swim a single note. He threw me in to teach me how. I stayed there floating like a mama cow, and now I'm floating way downstream. No, this has to be a dream. If I could find my way to shore, I'd never, never do this anymore.
just getting light. Everything will be alright. Think I finally got the knack of just floating and lazy on my back. I never really liked that town. I think I'll ride the river down, just moving slow and floating free. There's a river swinging under me, waving back to the folks on shore. I should have thought of this before I float on down the New Orleans.
KPTZ
for music.
You care for
wonderful Petula Clark and some sound advice. Don't sleep in the subway, darling. Yeah, the rates are good, but the major drawback is you do not get good reception of KPTZ in the subway. So that alone should be enough to keep you sleeping at street level. Now here's a song that you may have forgotten from 1967, only because I don't hear it much on the radio, if at all, but it's by Jay and the Techniques, and it's really good, titled Keep the Ball Rollin'.
Keep the ball rolling, baby, right into my heart. helping too.
Need a second helping. Need a second helping too.
When you light the fire in my heart and every part of me is burning for you, you got to put your lips closer tonight.
Keep that ball rolling, baby. Ain't no stopping us now. I guess in radio talk, keeping the ball rolling is the same as keeping the music coming, a policy that I favor. And here's a guy that recorded under just one name, Keith, and he had a huge hit titled 98.6, and that came out in 1966. And his follow-up hit is one I like even more. And because he doesn't want to be known as a prevaricator, he simply ain't gonna lie.
Ain't gonna lie, that's one thing you and I could never see. So as we kiss goodbye, if I cry, don't let these tears I shed today hold you back in any way. He's waiting for your smile, so hurry.
Instead of some pack of lies, to us a lie's the only sin. Least we'll end the way we've been by being truthful to each other. Least we'll end the way we've been.
As you know, you have Jerry Osborne, the truthful DJ, who refuses to lie, although I do kid you a lot. And as we prepare to say goodbye to 1967, we are looking forward to 1 week from today when we will indulge ourselves in the music of 1977. And now I depart on some motion picture music, a song that was a hit for two different females, one being Cher, the other being Dionne Warwick, and both had great success with the theme song for the movie Alfie, starring Michael Caine in his award-winning performance, whose character brought us all to wonder, what's it all about?
What's it all about, Alfie? Is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about when you sort it out, Alfie? Are we meant to take more than we give? Or are we meant to be kind? And if only fools are kind, then I guess it is wise to be cruel. And if life belongs only to the strong, Alfie, what will you lend on an old golden rule? As sure as I believe, there's a
Well, friends, that's going to do it to it for another trip down memory lane. Be sure to join us next time when we bring you another year and another class of great tunes. So I'll see you then, and we'll talk again.